Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm a Sagittarius.
And I'm a Gemini. This is a podcast about records.
I know you.
Today's Gemini. Album is Signs of the Zodiac, Gemini, on A&M Records from 1969, catalog number SP4213.
So I think that this was a recent purchase from you on Record Store Day, Felicity, is that right?
That's right.
This, to be clear, was not a Record Store Day release, though.
The oft-overlooked Record Store Day release. No, I totally found this in like the oddball bin, which I don't think anyone else looked at all day when we were at Tracks on Wax on Record Store Day.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about this album? What does it look like, Felicity?
Well, you know, we were shopping around and I had kind of in the back of my mind, like, what am I going to do for my birthday episode? And then I was looking at this oddball crate and I was like, Gemini, I'm a Gemini. It's my birthday. Okay. So happy birthday, all you Geminis out there. So it has like this illustration and it's like a big circular shape with the Gemini symbol on the inside that's all in green. And then there is kind of behind the Gemini symbol, there's these two ladies with long wavy hair facing away from one another. And between them sprouts kind of, I guess I would say like kind of a flower with like these lightning bolts in the midst of the bloom of the flower. It's a little bit odd. And then along the side, it says Signs of the Zodiac and Gemini above that. And then on the back is like this, it's kind of like this sun situation. And it has in the center of the sun, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will rule the planets and love will steer the stars. And so it has like this little pitch about this dramatic, inspirational, and poetic odyssey through the characteristics and possibilities of your sign, accompanied by the incredible music of the Moog synthesizer. And so it has a little summary, and then it has also in these like little circles all the other astrological signs so that you could collect them all and you would know what all of the covers look like, of course. And it is a gatefold album. So on the inside, on one side, it has like a little bit more detail about like this A&M record presentation. It has a track listing. It has the artists who did the music. It's Mort Garson that does the Moog synthesizer, and Jacques Wilson has done the script, and there's also some voice actors that do the reading. Our copy has like the Scorpio symbol circled, and I guess that's Pete's symbol, and Penny is an Aquarius and Joe is a Pisces. It's the original owners of this album. And then on the other side of the gatefold, it has this chart to identify what is your moon sign, which is relevant information for one of the tracks.
All right. Well, do we want to get right to our first clip?
Yeah. What should we listen to first?
All right. This is the first track on side A. It is I Know You, Gemini. Let's take a listen.
I know you, Gemini, by your deep need for self-expression, by all your words, deeds, arguments, inventions, and all the results of your mind, energy, and skill. I know you by the swift, endless current of ideas that flow through time, by the importance of thought in man's evolving, and your knowledge that if the brain sleeps, the emotions can be fatal.
I have seen you, Gemini, quick with your hands, light on your feet, doing everything at once, easily, gracefully, swiftly, constantly in motion, mercurial, covering all the bases. Here one instant, gone the next.
All right, Felicity, what'd you think?
Well, I approve of this track because I find it to be very complimentary of my personality. You know, saying that Geminis are genius, that we are able to do many things and be good at them all. It also talks about some speed, of which I do not possess myself, but I guess that's a Gemini trait. And I also like the very computery kind of calculating sound of the synthesizer in the background on this one.
Yeah, I guess I would be interested to hear the other records in this series. I wonder if they are all sort of like a similar sound.
Yeah, I'm curious about that too.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess this sounds sort of the era. Definitely has a sort of Moog, futuristic sort of sounding, mm-hmm. spacey thing. Yeah. Going on. Overall, I mean, it's pretty interesting, pretty good. You know, I'm not sure it's going to be like, you know, somebody's all-time favorite track or whatever, but I think a solid addition to this album, I guess. So, I mean, what can you tell us about this series or the signs of the zodiac?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, while it's listed on the inside of the gatefold, some information about the artists involved with the production, it doesn't have an artist listed on the cover on the front or the back. It's just like, this is this Gemini of the signs of the zodiac. Even on the back of the sleeve is like, okay, there's this poetic odyssey with some Moog synthesizer. It's not very descriptive. When I bought the album, I'm like, what exactly is this? But it was only $3, so of course I'm gonna buy it and find out. So the Moog synthesizer is by Mort Garson, who was born July 20th, 1924 in New Brunswick, Canada. And he studied piano from a young age, and he went on to study piano at the very prestigious Juilliard. And after he graduated from school, he was an arranger and piano player for dance orchestras. And not long after he'd been doing that, I guess, the Moog synthesizer came out, and he got super interested in that sound and the new technology, and he was just super into the Moog. And so I think it was in 1967 he released this album, The Zodiac Cosmic Sounds, and that was on Elektra, and it was very popular at the time. And it's like, it's exactly the kind of thing that you see here, except it was just like one track for each of the signs of the zodiac, not a whole album. And it had this, like, it was also written by Jacques Wilson, who did the script for this album. And so exactly the same kind of thing. And so after the success of that one album, he decided to release an entire series of the signs of the zodiac. And then after he finished this project, he went on to do some other sort of strange psychedelic Moog albums. There was one specifically to help grow plants called Plantasia, which I think is hilarious, and I kind of want to find it. And then he also did, later in his career, a lot of film and TV scores, as well as like incidental music for all kinds of film and TV things. So the voice actors in this album are Nancy Pretty, who was I think she still is alive, actually. She is Christina Applegate's mother, and she is an actress and songwriter. And in the 1960s and early 1970s, she was an independent songwriter. She had a couple albums of her own of sort of like the psychedelic folk genre, and later was a backup singer for Leonard Cohen. And John Irwin is notably the voice of He-Man and has done other voice actor gigs. And Michael Bell, who is another voice actor, notably of G.I. Joe, the Smurfs, and Rugrats. And both of those guys have done both voice acting things for animation, as well as sort of narrative things like you are hearing on this album. And as I mentioned earlier, the script was written by Jacques Wilson.
All right, Felicity, well, should we get to your clip?
Yeah, this is the very last track. It's called Those Who Knew.
All right, let's take a listen.
I believe that cosmic religious sense is one of the strongest and noblest motives behind scientific research. Albert Einstein. I hold it for certain that the celestial bodies have in them certain other influences besides heat and light. I have practiced astrology, and you have not. If I do not condemn it, how can you presume to do so? Sir Francis Bacon. It is the stars above us, governs our conditions. William Shakespeare. Ye stars, which are the poetry of heaven, in your bright leaves, we would read the fate of men and empires. Lord Byron.
All right, Felicity, so why did you choose this track?
I think it's kind of interesting because I think it's like this interesting sort of layer of the Moog with this sort of interpretive reading of quotes. And this does, I think, have that poetic quality indicated on the back cover. And I think it also, like, even though it's not, has, it doesn't have anything to do with Gemini specifically, I think it sort of serves like the bibliography to this album. It's like there's this quote by Sir Francis Bacon. He's like, I studied this astrology stuff, and if I can't find any fault in it and you haven't studied it, how can you condemn it? And so there's like a whole bunch of like little quotes like that are like, astrology is legit, you guys. Like this album's totally for real. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I feel like this track is definitely filler, though. I mean, it's like the side A, it has, you know, the track that I picked, I Know You Gemini. And then it talks about, I guess, Gemini in the moons of the whatever other zodiac signs. And then the second side has got things about like, I don't know, like, you know, Gemini at work and like, you know, Gemini reflecting upon their life or whatever. And then it finishes up pretty quickly. And then it's like, I don't know, this side was really short. So I don't know, random astrological quotes, I guess. And I mean, I was like, oh, so all these people are Gemini. That's fascinating. But no.
That would be like a better way to end it, though. Maybe there's not that many Geminis who have like some astrological and inspiring quotes. I also like on this track the like the really ambient kind of bubbly sound of this one. Like the on the very first track that we played earlier, like that was like really upbeat kind of like wee yay outer space Moog sound. And this one's like a little bit like this one sounds like underwater Moog.
Yeah, I mean, you can sort of see, I guess it was talking about, you were talking earlier about Mort Garson, how he did sort of like incidental music. Mm-hmm. And you can sort of hear that on this. It's like, sounds like something you would hear like while walking through a planetarium or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it works really well. Like, I think the delivery of the quotes and the like ambient Moog music, I think that they fit really well with one another.
Sure. What did you think of this album overall, Felicity?
I mean, it was worth $3. I think it's like an interesting novelty. I think some of it is more successful than others. Like, I like the, isn't there like that, what is it called, that, that trick that, like, fortune tellers use where they, like, read your, like, your personality cues when they are having a conversation with you, and then there's, like, you know, you as the client, you have some expectation that things are gonna, like, gonna be revealed, that, like, makes these sorts of things like astrology and other psychic things work. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, whatever. Like, I think, like, there's, like, the very first track where it's telling you, like, these traits about Gemini, like, I feel like that one was vague enough that, like, you could really relate to it. And there's something get more specific. Like, the Gemini at work, I think, was like, eh. And the Gemini in love was like, eh. That had, like, more specific kind of storytelling about it. And I'm like, that's not as relatable. So I think the ones that are, like, a little bit more vague sounding, I think those work better. But still, like, all that being said, I'm like, I'm still a little bit confused about this album. Like, this was a thing? It reminds me of, I don't know if when you were little, or maybe they still have these, because I'm not the one that does the grocery shopping in our house, but, like, I remember when I was little at the, like, the checkout of the grocery store, they would have these, like, little tubes of horoscopes that you could buy for, like, 50 cents. It was, like, rolled up, like, a little, shaped like a cigarette, almost. And it had, you could, like, buy your horoscope in this little tube. And that is, this seems to be, like, the LP equivalent of the, like, rolled up grocery store horoscope. I looked up this Jock Wilson guy, and, like, I couldn't find any existence of him or any cred about astrology, so I'm pretty sure the whole thing's kind of made up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know nothing about astrology. Like, I didn't even know that there was this whole moon thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I know I'm Sagittarius, but I don't mm-hmm. know, like, what my moon sign is.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the reference in here isn't too helpful, because if you're born after 1960, it's not going to be on this piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, plus, I think it's all just about Gemini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's sort of interesting that it's, like, there's sort of a genre of records that are, like, not just strictly music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, like, things like famous speeches that you could get on records, and, you know, I don't know, like, random sound effects. And I guess some of that there was on CD too, but I don't think that you would see something like this on CD, just, like, some random CD about astrological signs or whatever. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But definitely something that's, like, product of an era. And I think it's, you know, it's interesting that, I mean, I don't know. I assume that this must have been relatively inexpensive, because I just don't see how it would have all that much replay value.
Well, I don't know. Like, maybe you're having a day and you just need to be like, how is my astrological sign impacting my work relationships? You just put it on.
I guess, but, like, isn't that what newspaper is for or whatever? That you would have, like, your horoscope that's talking about the things that are relevant to you at that moment? I don't know.
I guess that's a good point.
So, I don't know. I would say that I would probably give this album a pass. I mean, I guess, Felicity, you didn't give it a pass, but in retrospect.
Well, we all know that I have an exceptionally, like, low bar for buying albums. Like, I will buy just about anything that catches my eye if it's less than $5.
And particularly if it has the word bongos in the title.
Well, I mean, bongos, like, yeah, for sure. $5 or more for a bongo album.
Too bad it wasn't, like, Signs of the Zodiac Gemini featuring bongos.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. Well, for more information, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/52. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Living in Hi-Fi. For a longer correspondence, you can send us an email to feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week, not really sure what we have yet, so stay tuned. It'll be a surprise to everybody.
Yeah, and if you ever have any requests, shout us out. And if we have it, or if you can give it to us, we will happily talk about it.
Or if we can find it.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.